From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A new survey shows that being a renter in South Florida might cost you a pretty penny. Dallas-based research group Axiometrics finds that Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties are among the top 25 counties with the biggest jump in rent prices in the nation. Jay Denton is vice president of research at Axiometrics.
Right now, rent growth in the Southeast Florida region is around 6% year over year. So if somebody goes in to look for an apartment, it's going to cost about 6% more than it did 1 year ago.
The national average raise in rent is about 3.5%. The average monthly rent for an apartment in Miami-Dade, that's about $1,500. Well, for more than 2 years now, supporters of Common Core, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, have tried to convince Republicans to support the new standards for math and language arts in public schools. But a recent poll from the Pew Research Center shows that most Republicans have already made up their minds about it, and their sentiments can be summed up in four words: thanks, but no thanks. WLRN reporter John O'Connor explains.
The standards outline what students should know at the end of each grade. And when classes start this fall, Florida schools will use the standards in every grade. Former Governor Jeb Bush has argued those in the middle of the political spectrum think Common Core is a good idea. But the Pew Research Center study shows support for Common Core is lining up more along party lines. A majority of those on the left said they support Common Core. Conservatives are more likely to oppose the standards. Most people sympathetic to the Tea Party dislike Common Core. That's not a surprise. But the Pew survey found a majority of business-minded conservatives also oppose the standards. That's a big deal, because the U.S. Chamber and companies like ExxonMobil have spent millions to promote Common Core as a way to ultimately improve the quality of U.S. workers. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.